This is 103.3 KWBU-FM, Waco NPR. Good morning. Continuing with the news, the Waco Symphony Orchestra kicks off its 50th anniversary season next week, with violinist Joshua Bell headlining the concert. In the orchestra will be another violinist, but not as famous, who is something of a legend herself in the Waco Symphony, having played for 49 years. 49 years in any organization can lend itself to a lifetime's worth of memories, people met, goals reached, and in June Shipper's case, songs played. Fresh out of Baylor, she joined the orchestra in just its second year, and she starts her 49th season playing the violin professionally for the Waco Symphony Orchestra. You might think her most vivid memories would be playing alongside top performers or watching an organization grow for half a century. But for Shipper, what stands out most to her was her very first rehearsal.
It was in 1963 on November the 22nd.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Suddenly, the nervousness that accompanies a new setting took a decided backseat to the events of the day.
So it's sort of seared into my mind, you know, forever, and I don't really remember what else we played on that concert, but there was some question about, you know, whether the concert was actually going to go on or not. But the dean decided to go ahead and have us play, and he added Barber's Adagio for strings.
Was it hard to focus that night?
Well, it was. You know, it was. I, of course, was very nervous because that was my first rehearsal, and you know, here I was with lots of professionals, and you know, everybody was very concerned about that event, of course.
10 presidents have served in the Oval Office since 1963, but there's been just one person filling the role of second violin in the Waco Symphony since that time. It might be considered an unlikely outcome for Shipper, who played piano and sang as a child, but had never played the violin. That changed when she got to Baylor. And at first, it was to fill a need rather than develop a lifelong passion.
I came to Baylor and decided to major in music. Mm-hmm. And so when, for some reason, I guess on your degree plan, you needed another instrument. And so I just decided I'd try that and really fell in love with it.
So was it love at first play? Or?
It was. It's very much like the human voice, and I've always liked to sing, and so it seems to fit my personality better than other things, you know. So.
The Voice of the Violin is the name of an album from legendary violinist Joshua Bell, with whom she'll be performing on Tuesday. She's played with many other giants in music over the course of the last half century, but she never gets used to it. In her mind's eye, she still sees that girl from Casi, whose goal was teaching music in schools. She did that for over 30 years. Of course, in that nearly half century in the symphony, she's also played with some of the legends in her field, like Andre Watts, Doc Severinsen, or her favorite, violinist Itzhak Perlman. Watching him as a child on the Ed Sullivan Show, she never dreamed she'd play with a man she came to greatly admire.
He's handicapped. He has braces and has to sit, you know, while he plays. He can't stand. And so I remember him. I think he was 13 maybe at the time, and he was playing some flashy, violin showpiece. But I just have a vivid memory of that. And, of course, he was here playing with us, and he played the Beethoven concerto, which is my very favorite concerto of all the violin works.
In 49 years, she's played for only two conductors. Dean Daniel Sternberg started the symphony. He was succeeded by current conductor Stephen Hyde. Coincidentally, they split the first 50 years right down the middle, having both served 25 years at the helm. Every time conductor Stephen Hyde has looked towards the violins at Waco Hall, June has been there.
For me, June represents what this whole endeavor is about. It's somebody with gifts, significant musical gifts, sharing those gifts with her friends and her community, and it's just very, very special.
You know, it has been a big part of my life. It has added, you know, a big dimension, you know, to my life. It's just so much fun and so interesting to meet so many people, you know, that I would never have met, and it's been a wonderful thing, really, to have been able to do this for so many years.
We'll have more Monday and Tuesday on the 50th season of the orchestra, looking at how this year's series harkens back to the history of the symphony. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.